Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So, you walk around the city, drinking your coffee, and a strange girl approaches you and hugs you. Hey, Mike, that's where you are. Ready to go? Wait, what? Firstly, your name's James. Secondly, you weren't going anywhere. You were just having a casual walk. And lastly, you have no idea who this girl is. Sorry, I don't know you. You must have taken me for someone else, you say, thinking she's a weirdo and backing away. No. Wrong, negative, rewind. You shouldn't have said that. Maybe she fully realizes that you don't know each other, but still approached you for some reason. Well, apart from you having kind eyes and a gorgeous smile, of course. What if this girl is in danger, and this is her cry for help? Okay, let me cheat a little bit and show you what might have happened to her. Suppose this girl is Riley. She's 19 years old. An hour ago, just like you, she walked out of her house in a very good mood. She went for a walk. And in a couple of hours, she was to meet her friends. While standing in line for an ice cream, she noticed that some man was staring at her from around the corner. He was wearing black shaggy pants, a black hoodie, and sunglasses. Even though it's hard to recognize a person dressed like that, she was pretty sure she'd never seen him before, and he looked suspicious. If you ever find yourself in a similar situation, remember rule number one, trust your gut. If you're feeling uncomfortable, don't take any risks. Yeah, we all stare at people from time to time, but it's better to watch out and be careful. Rule number two, go to a safe place. It's better to avoid dark and empty streets, of course. You better go pick a well-lit and crowded street or store, even if it's in the opposite direction from where you are actually going. Make sure to stay as close to people as possible. Check if the person is following you. If they are, then rule number three, do not go home. You don't want that stalker to know your address, right? Keep walking around the city and better choose the most crowded and most illogical routes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Stop to get a coffee, do some shopping, go to the post office. It's the right time to do all the unfinished business you might have. Maybe the person will get tired of following you and head home. If you want to confirm your suspicions, try this. First, make several irrational turns. For example, walk around some building. It's unlikely that a person who's minding their own business will make circles too. Another way is to change the pace and see if the person adjusts their pace to yours. Or you can enter a store, walk out of it, and then come back inside. If that person returns too, you are being followed. But don't panic. Rule number four, be prepared. Make sure you have something to fight back. For example, grab the keys and keep them in your hand. Type the emergency phone number on your cell phone in advance to call without losing a second, if need be. During a call, name your address first. Only then should you say who you are and what happened. In case you can't finish the phone call, at least they'll know where to search. If you're in danger and need help, don't be afraid to make a scene. Fight and shout. Try to get everyone's attention. It might scare off the stalker. But remember, when you ask for help, always address a particular person, looking them in the eye. If you just cry, everyone will keep minding their own business, thinking someone else will help you. If you single out someone from the crowd, the person will feel responsible and will be more likely to help. Well, back to our Riley. She noticed the guy was watching her, so she walked around the city, trying to get rid of him. But it didn't work. The man was still after her. This didn't look good. She called her parents and friends, but no one picked up. She still had an hour before the meeting with her friends, and she couldn't just circle around like that. Only one trick was left before she had to make a drama in the middle of the street. When none of your friends are around, and they can't make it to meet you, you just have to pretend like they are around. You can approach some stranger, well, someone who looks nice and kind, and pretend you know them. Hopefully, they'll play along. The stalker will see you're not alone and, most probably, leave for good. So, Riley took a deep breath and started to look in the crowd, trying to find someone who seemed nice. Out of all people, she picked you. With her heart skipping a beat, she ran towards you and hugged you. "Hey, Mike, that's where you are. Ready to go?" Here's where your part comes in. Play along. Nod, smile, hug her back, and don't give away your surprise. Remember, somebody might be stalking her, so you have to look real. Your first action should be to continue talking to her like you know each other. Say something casual like, "Oh, hey kiddo, how are you?" and start walking with her, keeping up the conversation. Pay attention to the girl's behavior. She might look nervous and scared. Her voice might tremble, or her hands might be shaking. Keep being friendly to calm her down and let her know you have her back. While talking, try to discreetly find out what it's all about. But be careful and don't look around just like that, trying to spot any suspicious types.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
If there's someone still following the girl, they can see you know about them. Tell the girl you wanted to show her new photos of your cat. Take out your cell phone, type, "Are you in danger?" and show her the screen. If the girl nods, go to the next step. Don't leave her alone. Keep walking, talking to her, and try to take some discreet looks around to spot the things or people that seem odd. When you spot the stalker, try to remember as many details about them as possible. What they wear, if there are any accessories, what their skin color, hair color, height, and build are. But don't look straight at them yet. Use any possibility to study them, like the reflections in shop windows, mirrors, or turning your head before crossing the road. Probably, when the stalker notices that the girl is not alone and will have the company for a long time, they'll get lost. So keep going, paying attention if they're still after you. If it's already been quite a while and they don't disappear, it's time to let them know you're being followed. Stop, turn around, and look them straight in the eye. Be confident and show them that you know about them and want them to get lost. Use this face-to-face opportunity to spot as many notable features of theirs as possible, so you can later describe them in every minor detail. When they leave, don't leave the girl alone just yet. Walk around for a while to make sure the stalker really is gone. After that, it's better to walk the girl home or wherever she was going to make sure she is safe and nothing else threatens her. Congratulations, you're the hero of the day. Not everyone knows this trick, so you can even initiate it yourself. Wherever you are, there might be someone you might save with just a casual talk. If you are, for example, in a subway and see that some suspicious guy is hassling a girl and she doesn't feel comfortable about it, just step up. Approach her, say you haven't seen her in a while, and start a casual talk like you were her old friend. The guy will just drift away from her, and the girl will probably be beyond grateful for your help. Stay with her and talk until she's safe.